Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
O.J. Simpson has died.
I am sorry that things turned out the way they did.
Feds charge former Shohei Ohtani interpreter.
Mr. Mitsuhara stole over $16 million.
Biden administration on gun show loophole.
This law is not about preventing law-abiding gun owners from buying guns.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. He was a Heisman Trophy winner and a Hall of Fame running back, playing mainly with the Buffalo Bills.
O.J. Simpson, 75 yards.
O.J. Simpson has died of prostate cancer. After football, Simpson went on to TV and movies and then murder charges in the deaths of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman, followed by a Ford Bronco inching its way along a California freeway. Simpson friend A.J. Cowling's behind the wheel.
He's got to tell the police to just back off. He's still alive, but he's got a gun to his head.
More on what's been called the trial of the century.
I'm Peter King. Anyone who was around October 3rd, 1995 likely remembers where they were when the verdict came in.
Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson had a front row seat as our CBS News trial analyst.
There were black citizens on one side and white on the other, and people were seeing justice through different eyes.
Levinson says there was something for everyone.
It had issues of race. It had issues of domestic violence. It had issues of whether money and celebrity bring a different type of justice.
Simpson later served time on robbery and kidnapping charges in a memorabilia case. O.J. Simpson dead at 76. Ipe Mizuhara, former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani, is charged with federal bank fraud for stealing money from Ohtani's bank accounts for his own sports betting. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada.
In total, Mr. Mizuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account in order to pay for these illegal sports bets.
Mizuhara is due in court tomorrow. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida pledges before a joint meeting of Congress continued support and friendship with the U.S.
Citing threats from China, for example, the Prime Minister said the world is at an inflection point.
I'm here to say that Japan is already standing shoulder to shoulder with the United States.
And when it comes to the nuclear threat posed by North Korea and Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Ukraine of today may be East Asia of tomorrow.
And he pledged Japan's firm alliance against that threat. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Stocks rebound on Wall Street. Now this. The Biden administration is expanding the use of background checks on gun buyers. Stephanie Feldman, director of the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, says the rule will close a loophole that has allowed the sale of firearms by unlicensed dealers who do not perform background checks at gun shows and on the internet.
Background checks are one of the best tools we have to keep guns out of the hands of domestic abusers, felons, and other violent individuals.
The rule takes effect in 30 days. FBI Director Christopher Wray on Capitol Hill today issues a warning to a House subcommittee. He says there is growing fear among law enforcement officials of a coordinated attack inside the U.S.
Our most immediate concern has been that individuals or small groups will draw some kind of twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks here at home.
Wray pointed to the ISIS attack on a concert hall in Moscow last month that killed 145 people. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. One person has died in Mississippi as severe storms, including confirmed tornadoes, moved from Texas to the Florida Panhandle and through Georgia. Dozens were hurt when a tornado hit Slidell, Louisiana, outside of New Orleans. This man's house was heavily damaged in Georgetown, Alabama, near Mobile.
It's very terrifying, especially since nobody else got hit. It just happened very quickly.
In the path of storms now are parts of Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Instagram is taking steps to fight teen exploitation. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur says a new feature will automatically blur nudity in direct messages.
The tech industry appears to be in these beginning stages of figuring out how to better protect children online.
Sam Bankman-Fried, facing the prospect of spending much of his adult life behind bars, is now appealing his conviction and 25-year prison sentence for stealing $8 billion from customers of the now-bankrupt FTX cryptocurrency exchange he founded. Time in the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour. In Augusta, Georgia, it took longer than expected, but after a two-and-a-half-hour weather delay, round one of the Masters, the year's first major, is underway with Bryson DeChambeau leading. CBS's Cammy McCormick on what makes a certain group of Americans happy.
A new Gallup survey looked at what makes young Americans feel good. The survey of 12 to 26-year-olds found as they get older, they want happiness from their work and school. Still, many don't find it interesting. A sense of purpose is important and positive social connections. They're happiest when they feel loved and supported by those around them.
A Pennsylvania state agency receives thousands of applications for the state's first ever student teacher stipends. That is much more than the available stipends approved by lawmakers last year as a way to help fill a teacher shortage. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.